Welcome to Steadfast Hope. That's Kent Steinbeck. This is Steve Lawson, and we are at Herb's House Coffee Shop, Dallas, Texas. We're in Proverbs 10, verse 18, Kent. And the title of this is Foolish Lips. Foolish Lips. And this proverb reads, "He who conceals hatred has lying lips. And he who spreads slander is a fool." Kent, most of these proverbs that we've been looking at here in Proverbs chapter 10 have been what we call antithetical proverbs, where they contrast. There's a positive, then a negative. This is what we call a synthetic or synonymous proverb, where the second half really is a repetition of the first half. There's a close connection. So there's not a contrast. There's the connection. And so he says, he who conceals hatred. Well, that's hypocrisy. That's like you're nurturing sin in your own heart. And it says, has lying lips. And the idea is, while you have hatred in your heart, you're saying to this person how much I love you. And, you know, it's the old saying, someone has a smile on their face while they're stabbing you in the back. And that's what the picture is here. You cover up the hatred with sweet speech. And in reality, you're just lying through your teeth. Lying lips. It's deceptive. It's fraudulent. It's hypocritical. It's pharisaical. And he says, the result is really the one produces the next. He spreads slander, is a fool. So while I'm with you, I've got hatred in my heart, and I'm just telling you how great you are and how much I love you. Then when you leave and I go talk to somebody else, I slander you. And I spread slander. And that's what this is saying. And he says, this person is a fool. Now, the word slander means really whispering defamation. And so I'm just attacking your character. I'm assaulting your integrity. And I'm whispering it where you can't hear it, but other people over here can hear it, because I'm giving a bad report. About you. I'm giving an evil report that puts you in the worst light that you could possibly be in. But then you come walking back up and I'm just smiling at you, but I'm concealing and covering up hatred in my heart, where I really should be getting the hatred out of my heart and repenting and, if necessary, confessing this to you. That I've had these ill feelings, and would you please forgive me? And even more than that, going to God with this and confessing it to God and asking God just to cleanse and purge your heart, and then my tongue will be under control. And I won't be lying every time I open my mouth as I talk about you to other people. Kent, this is incredibly, I think, practical and relevant, because we can have a tendency to be two-faced and to be one way with a person, but when I'm away from them, to then have a whole different persona as I talk about them. So, I mean, these proverbs are just like painfully relevant.
So, Steve, does this proverb then apply to those of us who are Bible-believing Christians? And we can do this?
Absolutely.
Even Bible-believing Christians, and we do this, is what the Lord's saying here through Solomon.
Yes, exactly.
One degree or another.
Yes, and Kent, I have had people be ruthless with me. Be smiling when they're dealing with me, and just literally assaulting and assassinating my character when they're away from me.
Wow.
and all in the guise of being in church. And so who wants to be a part of a church like that? And it really puts up a moat, I think, around a church's fellowship that prevents others from wanting to be a part of a church like that. On the other hand, Kent, where you and I worship the Lord across the street, it's just the sweetest fellowship, and there's an authenticity. And I'm so grateful that people are, for example, after I preach, people are not coming up to me and giving me ill reports about people slandering them. They're coming up and speaking so positively about other people.
Hmm.
So, you know, Proverbs really is just, we need the wisdom that's in this to put a check on certain manners of walking through this world that we need.
So, Steve, I'm trying to apply this, obviously, first to myself.
Yeah.
Would one way be check my heart, what I'm thinking, what I'm saying about other people, and to make sure that I'm not harboring bitterness or ill will or anger or something like that? Should we start with ourselves here?
Yes.
And again, I guess it can manifest itself in a bunch of different ways, but
yeah.
But for me, what do I need to say to myself?
What we need to say to ourselves is that I cannot allow there to be hatred that builds up in my heart towards another person, especially another believer. If there is a friction, if there's been an irritation, if we don't deal with that, it's going to exasperate and become worse. And it will eventually inflame into animosity and a bitter spirit, as Ephesians 4 talks about, and even hatred. And it's like an acid inside of our heart as we harbor these ill feelings towards someone else. And it really eats a hole in our heart. And it goes from bad to worse, and it becomes exaggerated, and it becomes worse than what it actually really is. And it occupies our mind, and we play it over and over and over, and we work ourselves up into kind of a frenzy against another person, and we're just killing ourselves. We're hurting ourselves. Where instead, we should have just immediately either said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do, or go to them and say, you may not be aware of this, but you have hurt my feelings, and try to make this right. But he who conceals hatred has lying lips when you speak to that person. And I think, you know, this can happen in churches, and where we are, there are circles and pockets of fellowship within certain churches, and you have those who are close to you. And if you're not careful, you can kind of get on a bandwagon of talking down on another person. And I'll give you one example. Over the weekend, I was talking with someone, and I got a report on someone that was not a positive report. And I think, as best I know, it's probably a true report. And so I needed more information, and I actually needed more information because of this relationship. But this person wisely said, I don't want to go any further and talk any more about this person. You need to call his boss. You need to call the person that he works for. And he rightly sent me in the right direction. And rather than pour more gas on the fire. So
what you're saying is it's extremely toxic and dangerous for us to be even carrying thoughts of
ill will
of anger, of being upset. If even there's just a little part of us that's upset with that person, you're saying we got to take care of that and forgive them.
Yes, we do.
Because it spills out.
And it really may involve going to that person.
Okay.
Or if that's just not going to solve it, or if that you might perceive it's going to make this far worse, then in your own heart, you've got to let it go.
Yeah.
And say, Father, forgive them.
Sure.
Well, however this applies in your life, and I'm sure that it does, it applies in all of our lives. The Lord needs to give you the wisdom to know how to follow through on this. But the bottom line is you cannot conceal hatred in your own heart, because when you speak, it'll be with lying lips. Well, may the Lord encourage you to do what's right in the situations in which you find yourself. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.